age of anxiety isn't an historical age, but an individual one, an age to be repeated constantly through history. It could be any age when the self-absorbing practicalities of life are overwhelmed by a sense of its contingency, a feeling that the solid body of this world might suddenly dissolve and leave the simple soul that's not a soul detached from tense and circumstance, from anything it might recognize as home. I like to think that it's behind me now, that at my age, life assumes a settled tone as it explains itself to no one in particular, to everyone. I like to think that of those gifts reserved for age, the least is understanding, and the last a premonition of the limits of the poem that's never done, the poem everyone writes in the end. I see myself on a stage, declaiming as the golden hour wanes, my long apology for all the wasted time I'm pleased to call my life, a complacent, measured speech that suddenly turns fretful as the lights come up to show an empty theater where I stand halting and alone. I rehearse these things because I want to and I can. I know they're quaint and that they've all been heard before. I write them down against the day when the words in my mouth turn empty and the trapdoor opens on the page.